Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan, and as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy.
Progressives, as you have alluded to, we are currently being held hostage by conservative Democrats.
We are very concerned that Haitians who are taking this irregular migration path are receiving false information that the border is open.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 41. 41.
Day 41, Americans, their families, green card holders, Afghan allies, all abandoned by Joe Biden behind enemy lines. And he goes out, gives a little talk today, mostly about lecturing Americans, the 25% that haven't taken his advice and mandate and gotten the vaccine, and scolding them and yelling at them and shaming them and doing everything possible. Then attacking Border Patrol. Border Patrol, by the way, the agents and their unions are apoplectic over these attacks. We have a full report coming up. They feel like this is being done on purpose as a distraction for the horrible policies, the aiding and abetting a lawbreaking of Joe Biden. So, you know, he took a whopping, what, four questions today. When it comes to Afghanistan, he's proud of what he's done. I'm like, are you kidding me? What is there to be proud of? He's turning the page, as he said. You know, he says, I'm going to be having a meeting with the Quad, the leaders of India, Japan, Australia, and we're going to be talking about Afghanistan, which is a legitimate thing for people to talk about. But in the end of the day is there's no easy. We're still getting out. And then he said he's proud of it. And he literally said, I make no apologies for my proposals, how I've and what he's done there.
How do you say that? How do you not mention in 22 or 3 days the people you left behind in the middle of a, you know, the Taliban and the absolute unmitigated disaster of now having in charge terrorists that now have more military equipment than any other terror group in the world? And now they're bringing back the days of, oh, let's cut off arms and legs and killing people in the streets and going door to door. They make a big announcement, public executions, amputations are back. Turn the page, Joe. Leave Americans with that group of people. You know, they're acting very businesslike and very professional, Joe. You know, everyone criticized us for all the punishments in the stadium. That's what, in the stadium's where they would kill people. In Kabul, and the stadium is where they cut people's hands off. And the stadium is where they cut people's hands and feet off. And the stadium is where they assassinate people, you know, or have family members do it for them. Unbelievable. They're terrorists, but we're lecturing them about inclusivity. I mean, the Biden doctrine, create a massive crisis and then try and distract and act as though it didn't happen. Name a single thing Joe Biden is doing that is working. Is it on the economy? No, the economy's a mess. We have 10 million Americans not going back to work. He's spending $5 trillion on the new Green Deal to appeal to the Democratic Party base, which is the Democratic Party of today. Maybe you're getting some pushback from Manchin and Sinema, but maybe not a whole lot. Are we going to say, you know, ending and eliminating energy independence is good for national security reasons? Because now we got to, Joe is begging OPEC to produce more oil, and they said no. Now, the Straits of Hormuz, where, you know, fully a third of the world's oil supply has to go through, and the Iranians are always playing games and saber rattling and stopping tankers. We didn't have to worry about the Straits of Hormuz when we were energy independent under Donald Trump. We didn't import a single barrel of oil for months in Trump's last year of in office. Now we're begging OPEC. They're not going to take less than $75 a gallon at some point, and then they're going to push it up to $100 a gallon. And let me tell you, they think we are so dumb and stupid that they laugh at us, because they know that we have more energy in terms of natural resources than they do, and that we're such idiots that it's fine. I guess you can pollute the planet in Saudi Arabia. We'll treat China and India as developing nations, and we'll pay the freight for climate change with the Paris Climate Accords. We're like the biggest bunch of suckers in the world, and they're laughing at us. They're watching this debacle in Afghanistan, and they're like saying, holy, you know, Adam Schiff. You know, this is, it has emboldened every enemy we have. Now, that's just the foreign policy side. Then you got the economic impact. You like paying $1.50 more a gallon? I don't. Well, Hannity, stop whining. You can afford it. You're right. I can afford it. You're right. I've been fortunate in my life. I can afford it. I still don't like to pay $1.50 more a gallon. I don't know. Maybe I just never got out of the mindset of early in my life when I didn't have a penny. I can't help it. You know, for the same thick Oscar Mayer cut bacon that I buy at my local grocery store, now I'm paying an extra $2 a pound. I'm buying it. I'd rather get it for the cheaper price. Everything we buy, everything we purchase, we're all paying more for. It's called inflation, and it's only going to get worse because as the price of oil goes up, not only is it bad for national security, it's bad for the economy. We pay more for every single thing we get. It's unbelievable. What has this man done that he's gotten right? Because I can't see a whole lot that I'm particularly proud of. And then he's out there today, lecturing and scolding and shaming and attacking every single person. Now, what he didn't say is that the FDA said no to his booster shots, except for people 65 and older, which is interesting because that's what Dr. Robert Malone, who was on this program yesterday, said, and he invented the technology for mRNA vaccines. Of course he believes in vaccines and science. He created the science. The guy's actually brilliant. But he also says that they're overusing it and they haven't done enough research on these things. That's what he's saying. I don't know. Ask your own doctor. I'm just trying to give you information so that you can bring it to your own doctor and make the right decision for you and your family. You know, and then now people are saying that, you know, Joe Biden is out there and he's blaming, you know, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I hate to tell you, Joe. Now, I saw this, I got tipped off to turn on The View today, you know, when two of the hosts were asked to go off stage in the middle of the second, at the start of the second segment.
Since this is going to be a major news story any minute now.
Yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines. So, And the vice president is being prepped for her arrival, right?
Yep.
They cleaned the table. We washed, they did the hands. Everybody's getting all cleaned up and she'll be out here in a second.
Now, everybody in that audience has been exposed. Now, by the way, unlike liberals, when you read a conservative or somebody unvaccinated, you know, gets COVID, you know, they deserve to die. I mean, the attacks against Joe Rogan, I'm like, am I like the only person on air that I'm thankful that Joe Rogan's okay? I want both Sonny and Anna. I don't watch this hard-hitting news show. I want them to get well. And I hope maybe Joe might not ration away, you know, if they have a breakthrough case, the monoclonal antibodies that have been so effective that now have resulted in Ron DeSantis. He's had to go out and buy his own because it's working so well in the state of Florida, and Joe Biden has decided that he's going to play politics with it, and he's rationing it. We don't even have a shortage of monoclonal antibodies. Anyway, so now he's forced the hand of Ron DeSantis, and he says it's clearly saving lives. It's keeping people out of the hospital. It's something that, even short of being hospitalized, something that you can really, you know, knock you on your rump for a week or two. It assists in the recovery. People get better much quicker if they get this infusion, this treatment, this monoclonal antibodies. By the way, is part of the information that I'm telling you to accumulate. I'm not telling people to put on white labs and start your own virology, laboratory. But, you know, learn about the questions if, God forbid, vaccinated or unvaccinated, a breakthrough case, or you get a positive COVID test. You immediately want to ask your doctor about, well, what are the therapeutics available? Doctor, what do you think of monoclonal antibody treatments? And you might want to talk to other doctors that you know so that you can make the right decision for you. You know, it's interesting how Biden's own CDC chief, you know, Rochelle Walensky, another one along with Biden and Psaki and Harris and Fauci that said, we'll never mandate vaccines. You know, she now goes against her own CDC's panel recommendations on the booster shot. So she signs off on a series of recommendations from the panel saying it should be offered to people 65 and over and other people that have underlying medical conditions. Meanwhile, that was not what her own panel had recommended. And the CDC quietly removed guidance for when schools should scrap masks and other COVID precautions. You want to know where a lot of vaccine hesitancy came from? It came from the federal government. You know, Fauci, a mask isn't going to stop anything. Can't wear a mask. Maybe one little droplet, but it's not going to work. Then one mask, then two masks. Then you get the choice. You get the vaccine or your mask. What? There's your choice. Now it's vaccine and mask, and now booster shot and booster shot and booster shot in perpetuity with every variant that comes out. They can't get their story straight. It's like Joe Biden fully vaccinated. They're socially distant. They're outside with their masks on to go inside the 96-year-old home of Jimmy Carter, former president, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, and they take off their masks and they get in close proximity. How's that for following the science? You know, what is amazing to me is all these people playing doctor. They never went to medical school. One size fits all, Dr. Joe Biden. Okay, Dr. Humpty Dumpty at CNN. I'm really, there's the epitome of health. I'll listen to him. No, thank you. Listen to your doctor. Take into account your unique medical history, your current medical condition. Do your own research. And I'm not talking about a lab coat, you dumbasses in the media that made that stupid analysis. They really are a bunch of dumbasses. They're some of the dumbest people ever on TV. They created vaccine hesitancy. I believe in science and vaccine science. I've said it, but I'm not your doctor. And I don't know a darn thing about your medical condition. Your doctor does. And, you know, do you know the difference between an mRNA vaccine versus a J&J vaccine? I actually learned a lot more yesterday from Dr. Malone. Why? Because I'm trying to educate myself. I've actually read the efficacies. Now he talks about efficacies in a clinical setting versus real life and real world efficacy. And now we're finding that, in fact, that the antibodies decline somewhat rapidly, especially with the Pfizer shot, which is why they're talking about the booster shot. But, you know, all those that refuse to get vaccinated cost us all. You know, I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can. This is Biden today. These requirements will cover two-thirds of all workers. And I'm pleased to see businesses and organizations with their own vaccine mandates, blah, blah. The unvaccinated are putting our economy and recovery at risk. No, it's not. It's your bad policies. And causing unease around the kitchen table. I mean, he's beating the living crap out of people. I mean, what about the people with rare conditions or natural immunity? You know, if you have natural immunity and you even want to get vaccinated, you're not allowed to get, they're not recommending you get the vaccination. So I guess you're shut out of restaurants for 3 months, 6 months, whatever the period of time is. If you get COVID, you have natural. What if your antibody levels are still high? What if, you know, what about T-cell immunity? Can we not ask questions of somebody that actually went to a real medical school rather than these idiots on TV and on radio and in Washington, D.C.? I mean, Joe Biden doesn't even know what day of the week it is. I'm not going to listen to his science. I'm going to follow real scientists. I'm going to talk to real doctors who went to real medical schools, like Harvard, the ones we've interviewed, and Yale, the ones we've interviewed, and really brilliant people like the ones that created the technology that may make it possible for the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. I'll check in with the pros. So Joe and Kamala Harris, and I guess Al Sharpton will play it later, went down to the border, got booed today here. The photographer who took the photos that Biden is claiming show border agents, quote, whipping Haitians, has, quote, confirmed no such whipping ever took place and that Biden is lying. The photographer's name is Paul, I don't know how to pronounce it, R-A-T-J-E, told a local news outlet that the angles of the photos he's using are being misconstrued to make it seem like the border agents were using their horse reins as whips. He said, quote, and he was there, he took the picture. Some of the Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses, he said, and I never saw them whip a single person. He was swinging the reins, but it can be construed when you're looking at the picture wrongly. And he confirmed what has been obvious, that not once did an agent start to use his reins as a whip. And the Border Patrol's apoplectic about this. We're going to report Sarah Carter's down there. They are out now demanding apologies from Biden. You know, like Congressman McCall is also demanding apologies. He's asking Biden and winking, blinking. You know, what about these Americans trapped on the runway at Mazar-e Sharif Airport? The U.S. is deadly chaotic exit. Many Americans abandoned by Biden. Thousands, if not tens of thousands, of our Afghan partners, all these thousands with green cards. I've contacted by hundreds of people desperately trying to get family and friends out, citizens of this country. Yet the most, when they need us the most, the government turned their backs on us. They'll be slaughtered by the Taliban. And what's the, now the stupid State Department's answer is, we'll go to another country because our office in Kabul is closed. You dumbasses, how did they get out of the country they're in? That's the point. Bunch of idiots.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing the mission of saving America as we return to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. So Biden earlier today, you know, answered 4 whopping questions. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in your promises of restoring the moral standing of the U.S.? It all happened under your watch. You take responsibility. Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible. The way they treat people, horses run over people being strapped. It's outrageous. I promise you. Those people will pay. It's an embarrassment, beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. Is it an embarrassment abandoning Americans? How come you don't talk about the people you abandon behind the enemy lines of the Taliban that are now going about their business of persecuting women and knocking on doors and killing Afghan allies that we as a country promised would never allow to happen? That you said you would not leave Americans by. Is that embarrassing? Because I find that humiliating. Anyway, the Border Patrol is fighting back on the accusation. And this is after he spent most of the time at his statement lecturing people that are unvaccinated. And, you know, then defended the idiocy of his policies in Afghanistan. And, you know, and his, but then, you know, I mean, we have government shutdowns. We have to beg OPEC. We have chaos at the border. He created it all. He ended the stay in Mexico policy. He stopped border wall construction. He not only brought back catch and release, he revised it to process and release. And the worst part of all of it, and by the way, now he's rationing out Regeneron and monoclonal antibodies, and now people like Ron DeSantis have to go out and buy their own. And he keeps bragging about his $3.5 trillion deal that doesn't seem like it's happening. There's a civil war breaking out in the Democratic Party. That's basically human infrastructure. That's New Green Deal socialism, just another way to say it. You know, he's attacking. He just went on a rampage today. You know, the unvaccinated. Do you know, is there any exceptions to the rule? Are there any medical exceptions, or is it always one size fits all? Because we've talked to doctors that say there are rare conditions. What about people with natural immunity? They just had COVID. They got over COVID.
They're unvaccinated. They don't have a vaccine card, passport, whatever it is. Okay, you're going to keep them out of stadiums? Their antibody levels are through the roof. What about T-cell immunity? We're not allowed to ask that question. You know, you've got, you know, all the thousands of Americans, thousands of green card holders, hundreds of Americans and their families and Afghan allies, tens of thousands of them. Now, many of them, they're all abandoned behind enemy lines by Joe Biden. Do any of the adjectives that you use fit you, Joe? Because they seem to fit all the attacks. Because that seems, you know, if we're going to talk about things that are inhumane, that to me is not exactly humane to abandon Americans behind enemy lines like that, Joe. It really doesn't seem, you know, you could be out there, you can lecture everybody as much as you want. But, you know, I just can't believe it. The chaotic troop withdrawal. Let me ask you, when you see women being beaten in Afghanistan, we know what the Taliban will do to people that are gay and lesbian. They will kill them. We've seen images in the past of people thrown off roofs. We've seen women beaten. Women can't go to school. They can't go to work anymore, Joe. Is that an embarrassment that you abandon them? Because I'm embarrassed by that. It's humiliating. And you won't even take responsibility. Why are you rationing something that doesn't need to be rationed, monoclonal antibodies? Why are you begging OPEC? You don't need to beg OPEC. How about we rehire all of the pipeline workers that you got fired that were working on the Keystone XL pipeline? Why don't we reopen ANWR? And if we need more energy, oil, the lifeblood of the world's economy, why don't we start with Texas, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and move out from there so that we don't have to worry anymore about the Straits of Hormuz or begging OPEC? Why is Ron DeSantis now forced to spend Florida taxpayer dollars on monoclonal antibodies because the federal government bought up all the Regeneron and now you're rationing it? And he's buying it. Why does Governor Abbott have to, you know, get 7 miles of cars as a means of protecting his state from the tragedy you created down there, the mess you created because of your policies? It's unbelievable. These are the times we're living in. So we're going to see what happens. These are very, very scary times we're living in. You know, one thing I saw that was really sad today, New York's new governor, Kathy, what do you pronounce her last name? Hochul? I don't even know. I pay no attention to New York politics because it's a one-party state. I just know I need to get the hell out of here. And when I get out of here, according to my tax lawyers, it's got to be a clean break. Got to sell everything and get out and never come back. Because if you come back one day, they'll tax you for one day. That's what my guys tell me. And I pay my taxes. I not only do I have my taxes done by my accountants, then I have my taxes sent to my lawyer. Then my lawyer sends it to his tax accountants, knowing that every single year they pull my file. Welcome to my world. Isn't it great to be a public figure? Unbelievable. Especially one that's critical of the deep state and politicians. Interestingly, Black Lives Matter, they're threatening an uprising against the vaccine mandate that they are claiming is racist. In New York City, for example, the vaccination rate among African Americans in the city is about 30%. And they're saying, we're not going along with this. And they're fighting to say that you're not going to shut us out of restaurants and sporting events because, you know, for whatever reason, they've made that decision. I don't know why people make the decisions that they make. I don't know anything about anybody's health. I know about my own health. That's why this one-size-fits-all medicine and people playing doctor is just stunning to me. Yeah, but the White House, by the way, is still blaming Donald Trump for the crisis at the border. I mean, why is this? You can't even make this up. You abandon, you know, you blame Trump for your idiotic withdrawal. We watched the Taliban taking over large portions of Afghanistan in March and April and May and June and July. And the Afghan army that you said in July, Joe, was one of the best trained on the face of the earth. And it's not inevitable the Taliban will take control. Why didn't you get everybody out when we had full control? You could have prevented it. If you kept the stay in Mexico policy, you could have prevented this disaster at the border. If you would have finished the border wall, we could have prevented this disaster. If you would have literally deported people that entered the country illegally, as the law says, and didn't respect our laws, our sovereignty, and our borders, and everybody was sent back in the beginning, none of this would have happened. You wouldn't have to build overcrowded cages in the middle of a pandemic. And you're not COVID testing them, Jen Psaki says, because there's no need to COVID test them. They won't be here long. Okay. Then they're not giving requirements to show up in court. They're giving you a request to show up in court. You can't make this stuff up. It's kind of like the State Department. They're telling people trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. They say, well, you're going to have to go to a third, you're going to have to go to another country to get the proper paperwork to leave Afghanistan. You dumbass. That's the point. They can't get out of Afghanistan. And then you tell people we had chartered planes. Glenn Beck told me what his charity does at, I think it's called Mercury One. And literally he's donated his own money, I know, and other people. I've donated money, and they chartered a bunch of flights. And I said, thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping our fellow Americans. And I meant it. Anybody that's helping, thank you. And I know tons of people that are. A lot I'm not going to talk about. And these people, and then they get in contact with the State Department, and the State Department says, yeah, if you get a third-party country to accept the chartered plane, that's fine, but if they need our approval, it will not be forthcoming. They put that in writing. And you can't land that chartered plane in the United States. Planes that have Americans on them. So the other option is they stay stuck behind enemy lines with the Taliban. Go to the airport, make your way. We can't guarantee your safety. Then the Saturday before the Tuesday deadline. But don't go today. It's a bad day. If you're at the airport now, you better leave because we're getting a lot of chatter. Then a drone strike that kills humanitarians and seven kids. Imagine if Donald Trump did this. By the way, they say they're literally sending all these people at the border home. We've got 6,000 to 8,000 unaccounted for. They're not going home. They're being dispersed in the United States, and they've been caught red-handed. And everybody down at the border knows it. So now this is why the Border Patrol unit's saying, no. The use of these what are called long range, I don't know anything about it. I wish I could tell you more about it. I went on a horse once. It ran from me, and I nearly got thrown off when I was with the Border Patrol. So what do I know? I'm not a horseman. I don't even, bet on horses. It's over in 60 or 90 seconds. It's just, all those times you have to lead up to watch one stupid race. I'd forget it. Who needs it? Democrats are pushing harder and harder for amnesty. You have one of the squad members breaking into tears, pleading with Joe Biden to include amnesty in the reconciliation package. Well, the problem is that the Senate parliamentarians said that you can't do that. Now, we've got this other issue with Joe Biden, and that is that he doesn't pay his taxes. Nonpartisan, we told you this. And I think you would think that this would get a lot of play, but it's not apparently getting a lot of play, that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have problems when it comes to paying their taxes. Joe Biden may owe up to $500,000 in back taxes. In other words, that he improperly avoided Medicare taxes before he took office, could owe the IRS up to $500,000, according to a Congressional Research Service report, a nonpartisan group. And Joe Biden wants to raise taxes, and he keeps lecturing about how the rich don't pay their fair share. And we got emails showing how Hunter Biden was working on behalf of the Libyans to unfreeze $2 million billions of dollars. And this is a great story. Billions of dollars. They were going to pay zero experience Hunter. I can't even, that's not even a story that you can make up. I mean, Hunter Biden, let's see, he gets money from Ukraine with no experience. He gets money from Russia, Russian oligarch, no experience. First Lady of Moscow. Money, $100,000 shopping spree. He also gets, what else did he get? He got a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Then he sought an annual fee of $2 million for his assistance to convince the Obama administration to unfreeze $15 billion in Libyan assets. And this is what the Libyans are writing about Hunter. I met with number two son. The email showed that this guy, Sam Johari, is with his name, Democratic donor, holds citizenship in the U.S., Venezuela, and Lebanon, writing a Saudi sheikh, and his description came from a reference. He's the chairman of the food, blah, 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 who has Libya file, access to state treasury, business partner of Secretary of State John Kerry's son. He travels with his dad, is connected in Europe and Asia, and also has, you know, other, this is to get the frozen billions of dollars back. Says he has the highest access to the people, the People's Republic of China, PRC, can help there. He navigates. His negatives are that he's an alcoholic, a drug addict, kicked out of the U.S. Army for cocaine, chasing low-class hookers, constantly needs money liquidity problems, more headaches. We should meet in here or London and decide in the next steps. He wants $2 million a year in retainer fees to try and influence peddle and make money off daddy, who's the vice president. And don't forget, 10% of it goes to the big guy. Can you believe that? Now, if the Libyans knew about Hunter and they had compromising materials on Hunter Biden, don't you think the Russians have it? He's making money with the Russian oligarch, First Lady of Moscow, former First Lady of Moscow, or no experience, any experience in oil, gas, energy, Ukraine? Nope, 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 nope. Well, why do you think they're paying you millions? I don't know. Said it on Good Morning America. Maybe because your dad's the vice president? Probably. Then he's getting a shopping spree from a Kazakhstan oligarch, a Chinese national shopping spree, $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. What makes you think that they don't have compromising materials on Hunter Biden? And do you think that might factor into how they're dealing with Joe Biden? Because they know, we got all this crap on your kid. You want us to reveal it, or are you going to give us what we want? That's why you don't want to be compromised. Following a story about an attempted airline hijacking, passenger on a JetBlue flight from Boston to San Juan, Puerto Rico, arrested after he allegedly choked a flight attendant and tried to enter the cockpit. Investigators say that the guy's name, Khalil El-Dar, tried to make a cell phone call. When it didn't go through, he became agitated. He eventually rushed towards the cockpit, yelling that he wanted to be shot. Apparently, according to WCVB.com, that he was speaking and screaming in both Arabic and Spanish. And anyway, a passenger aboard the flight. It took seven, by the way, people to restrain this guy. And anyway, so they were able to restrain him and hold him down, thank God.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.